Good morning, everyone. I'm Marc Castellas, as Ari said, and I'm going to present you work with, that I did with Salwa Rafi and Wojciech Pieczynski, and we are all from Télécom Sud Paris in France. And the title of my talk is An Extension of the ICA Model Using Latent Variables. So here is the outline of my talk. Well, I first introduce the problem, then I present you the extension that I propose of the independent component analysis model. I'll start with recalling the classical linear mixture of independent sources, and then I will present what I consider the dependent sources and latent variables that I introduce. In this context, I will then consider the problem of parameter estimation under incomplete data, and this will be based on a so-called iterative conditional estimation method. So please see that there are two acronyms, ICA, which you all know, and ICE, which is iterative conditional estimation. Then I will present you the separation method, and I'll show you a few simulations, both in the case where the latent process is IID and in the case where it is Markov. And finally, I will conclude my talk. So you probably all know blind source separation or independent component analysis. It is well known. And the usual assumptions are that the sources should be statistically mutually independent, they should be non-Gaussian, and the observations are given by a linear instantaneous mixture of the sources. However, it is known that independence is not always required. For example, you may rely only on the correlation in the case of second order methods, in the case where you use non-stationarity or color of the sources. In the case of sources which belong to a finite alphabet, then you may also relax the independence assumption, and there are other very specific cases that we studied with Pierre Comont. The objective of this talk is clearly to relax the independence assumption in blind source separation. And for doing this, I propose a new model where separation is possible, that's interesting, and where the dependence is controlled by a latent process. So let me give you limitations. This is classical. I consider that I have capital T samples, that the observations are denoted by X of T. There are n capital N observations, capital N sources given by S of T. A is the unknown mixing matrix, square matrix, invertible. And at each time instant, the observations X of T are given by the product A times S of T. I am in the blind context, that is, only X, which consists of the samples of the observations, is available. And the objective of ICA is to estimate the sources. In other words, it is equivalent to estimate B, which is the inverse of A or an inverse of A up to some well-known ambiguities. So here is a figure that probably most of you did already see. It is a way to introduce independent component analysis. I consider the classical case where there are two sources, S1, S2. S1 is on the horizontal axis, S2 on the vertical axis. This is on the left figure. They are independent, uniformly distributed. And when you mix these sources with the matrix A, which is given here, then you observe you have the observations on the right. I plotted here the different samples of X1, X2 at different time instants, and you see basically that you can separate the sources because the different slopes of the parallelogram gives you the columns of the mixing matrix A. Okay, this is well known, and now comes the central idea of my talk. What I'm saying is that if ICA succeeds in separating sources which have this distribution, I should be able to do something and to perform separation if the distribution looks something like that. So the idea is to consider sources which have a distribution which is partly independent and partly dependent. And in order to try to find an algorithm, the idea is to say, okay, if I am able to erase the points in green, or to find the points which are dependent in a certain sense, then I should be able to use classical any I should be able to use any classical ICA algorithm in order to perform a blind source separation. Okay, so the question is, how can I model such type of distribution, such type of sources? Well, if you observe it carefully, you see that actually you have a mixture of two probability densities, and where the probability p, between 0 and 1, the sources are independent, and when the probability 1 minus p, the sources are dependent. And one possible way, which is quite classical to modelize this, is to introduce a latent process, r of t, which is hidden, and to say if r of t is equal to 0, then the sources are independent. If r of t equals 1, then the sources are dependent. So here I'm writing the same ID in more mathematical terms. I consider that I have a hidden process r of t such that conditionally on r, the components of s1 until st are independent. This is given by the joint probability distribution which is written on the screen. And r of t takes two values, either 0 or 1. If r of t is equal to 0, then the usual assumptions you made in ICA apply, that is, the components are independent non-Gaussian. And if r of t, then you have a dependence, which you can choose as you want, which I will specify later. Okay, that's the model I consider. Now, I'm moving to the problem of parameter estimation. Well, first, let me say that I did not say anything about r. You have several possibilities. Two possibilities is to modelize r as an IID Bernoulli process, that is, r equals 0 with probability p, or equal 1 with probability 1 minus p, and this is all IID. You can also consider that r is given by a Markov chain. All this works. Anyway, the objective is to estimate a set of parameters which consists of b, the inverse of the mixing matrix, and all parameters of r. As I told you before, if I am able to erase the green points, that is, if I know r and x, well, I can perform ICA, which is quite easy. I can estimate the parameters of r just by counting the number of occurrences of 0, the number of times r is equal to 0 can give me an estimate of p. I can select the instant times where independence of the sources holds, consider only a restricted a subsample of the observation samples, and perform my favorite ICA algorithm. In other words, I have a complete data estimator. That is, if r and x are both available, I have an estimator of the quantities that I'm interested in. Unfortunately, or fortunately, because I can give this talk, we are in an incomplete data context, that is, x only is available and r is unknown. And at this point, please note that I mix two different IDs. The idea of complete, incomplete data refers to the fact that r is known or unknown, and the fact that s is unknown is, to say that S is unknown, I just say that I'm in a blind context. Okay, so here is the second important idea of my talk. For incomplete data estimation, there exists efficient algorithm to perform estimation. And this algorithm is called ICE, iterative conditional estimation. And it consists in the following step. You first initialize the parameter values, and then you compute the expectation of the complete data estimator knowing x. And you iterate it until you obtain convergence. If some of the components of theta are not computable, if you cannot compute the posterior expectation, then you have another possibility. You can just draw random variables according to the law of r knowing x, and then replace the expectation with just a sample mean, a sum, divided by k, which is the number of realization. So if you have a look at ICE, it has quite weak requirements. You need a complete data estimator. Here, just an ICA algorithm will do the job. And you need to be able either to calculate the posterior expectation or, much weaker, to draw R according to the law of R knowing X. And here, in the model I propose, the only problem is to calculate the probability of R knowing X. Well, if R is IID, it's just given by the Bayes rule, which is written here. If R is a Markov chain, you can also do it. You just need to resort to a well-known forward-backward algorithm, which allows you to calculate the probability of R knowing X. Okay. So let me warn you of a problem that you may encounter. Here is the distribution of the sources. However, you all know that ICA has some ambiguities. So when you perform ICA at a given ICE iteration, you don't know which permutation you obtain. So does the inverse matrix you find correspond to left or to the right distribution? So to avoid this problem, we decided to consider for the ICE algorithm that the distribution of the sources look like this. This is invariant by permutation, and it avoids any problem. Of course, this is not the true distribution. The true distribution is at the top, and for calculating the law of R knowing X, we considered that this is this distribution. So, to see, well, I just wrote it more in more mathematical terms. You have the joint density of R and S, which is given by the top equation, and the simulated data is as written in the column on the in the middle, and the assumed distribution for ICE is written on the right. So you see you have, well, N is a normal law, L is a Laplace law or double exponential law, and we just symmetrized it in the case for the assumed distribution for ICE. Okay, so now comes my combined ICA-ICE estimation algorithm. So you first initialize the parameters, B0 and P0, and then you repeat the following steps. You first calculate the posterior law of R knowing X. Having this law, you can draw variables R according to the posterior law of R knowing X and with the current value of the parameter. Then you select the instant times where R is equal to zero, and you perform an ICA algorithm when considering only these samples where R is equal to zero, and you just ignore the other part. And you also update the parameter P, which is the probability that the sources are or not conditionally dependent or dependent. In the case of a Markov chain, it's almost the same thing. You just have a more complicated step in order to update the parameters, but it's basically the same. And you can use any favorite algorithm. And in our simulations, we did use JADE, but the others do work very well also. So here are a few simulations. You have here the average mean square error on the sources depending on P, so the probability that the sources are independent. So P equals 1 is the case where the sources are effectively independent. The assumptions of ICA hold. So you have in green the case of complete data, that is R is known, and I performed just JADE or ICA on a restricted data set consisting of the samples where independence holds, so it's a lower bound of the MSC that you can obtain. You have in blue the case where you just ignore any dependence. You make as if the sources were independent, although they are not. You just apply JADE. And you can see that when P decreases, that is when the sources become no longer independent, of course JADE fails to separate the sources. And in red, you have the result given by my algorithm, which means it is the incomplete data estimation. And you can see that we are somehow, we have quite interesting performance on the case where P is greater than, say, 0.4, 0.5. It depends on what you expect and what you hope. Here you have basically the same results. The only thing you can notice is that the results remain true when whatever the sample size may be. And finally, let me tell that you can use the same method in the case where R is a Markov chain. And in this case, you can see that if you take into account the fact that R is Markov, of course, you are able to improve the performance, which is seen here. We generated the Latin process according to Markov chains and separated the sources, either ignoring this Markov property or using it, and we obtained better performance with using the Markov property. So, in conclusion, I proposed a new model, which consists of a linear mixture of sources. The sources are dependent, and there exists a latent or hidden process which controls the independence or the dependence of the sources. And the separation method that I propose relies on two different methods. First, ICA, which is applied to the independent part of the sources distribution, and ICE, which estimates the parameters under incomplete data, with incomplete data. I thank you for your attention.
Do you have an application for your model?
Well, very good question. I have no application at this time, but I'm interested in anyone telling me if there is an interesting application.
Yeah. Okay. And if I understand well, you only estimate using the independence assumption at the end when you want to estimate the mixture or the separation matrix. At the end, you only use the independence. No. First, you find the.
Yes, I find the instant times where independence holds, and I ignore the instance, the samples where independence does not hold.
Okay, and but you still mixed in the other case. I said that when you have non independence, you still have two sources that are mixed by the matrix, isn't it?
I don't understand your questions.
Okay, you have two underlying processes.
Yes.
And I think in one you have independence of the sources, in the other you don't have independence. But you still have the mixture in both cases, isn't it? I didn't understand this.
I have just one vector process,
yeah.
Okay? S1 of t, S2 of t. Instant, at different instant, either they are independent or not, and I mix them with the same matrix.
You only mix in the case where they are independent?
Yes, I mix them. I have yes. S1 of t, S2 of t, and I mix them whether they are dependent or not.
Okay. Yeah, I just wonder then about if it could be possible to exploit also the information in the case where they are dependent, because you have also the mixture in that case, so maybe throwing this information could be not the optimal way.
Yes,
so
of course.
Maybe you assume some property.
Yes, I agree. If you know more about the distribution, then you can perform better. I just ignore a part of the information. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, okay.